Now, yeah, so yesterday we had this incredible workshop, and God began to speak to me and some of the others throughout the workshop about forgiveness. Today's message is called forgiveness. So that kind of makes sense, doesn't it? So, you know, nothing in the kingdom of God happens without forgiveness. You would not be redeemed if it wasn't for forgiveness. You would not be reconciled back to God if it wasn't for forgiveness. You would not be one with Him if it was not forgiveness. You would not be made righteous if it was not forgiveness. You would not have power over sickness if it was not for forgiveness. Everything in the kingdom of God happens because of forgiveness, and we should be celebrating that every day. Say amen to that. Well, that was kind of lukewarm. I hope you guys are going to get more excited as we go along. Forgiveness is amazing. Now, so we need forgiveness every step of the way in the kingdom of God for anything to happen, for us to receive the promises of God. And the promises of God are for you to be rich, for you to be successful, for you to be healthy, for you to be blessed and highly favored. Those are the promises of God. God wants you to walk in that every single day. Those are His promises. And when God has made promises and God has fulfilled promises, then that means they're a guarantee if you believe. And that's all you've got to do is believe now. But we need forgiveness for that to happen. We need to receive that forgiveness. And thankfully, we have forgiveness. Thankfully, we already have the forgiveness. And this is the wonderful thing that we need to get excited about. Because I'm not going to ask you today to jump through any hoops. Oh, if you want some forgiveness, here you go. If you can make it through here, you can have some forgiveness. No, I'm not going to ask you to do that. Okay, who can jump up and touch that ceiling? You get forgiveness. Everybody else, SOL. No, I'm not going to make you do anything like that, because He's already given us forgiveness, and we just have to receive it. So we can go down here and look at Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 7. It says, "In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace." So through Jesus, now remember, God comes down and walks on the earth as Jesus in order to redeem us. There's no redemption without forgiveness. But it says here that we have that forgiveness already. The forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace. Grace being unmerited favor that we get to receive. Unmerited favor, that God favors us. It doesn't mean we don't have to do something special to do it. We just have to believe it, and we can receive it, and we have that forgiveness right away. And what does that mean, redemption of sins? He's talking about anything you've ever done wrong. Anything you've ever done that maybe hurt someone else or hurt yourself. A mistake that you made where you should have gone left and you went right and you regret it and you look back at it and think, man, I should have never gone that way. If I would have never gone right, if I would have gone left instead, everything would have worked out fine. Man, why did I do that? We can know that no matter what it is, we have forgiveness. We have forgiveness from it. He says right here in Colossians chapter 1, verse 12, it says, "Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light, He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins." Amen. So He is saying, if I sum that up right there, He is saying He has taken us out of the kingdom of darkness and now put us into the kingdom of light, the kingdom of love, meaning the kingdom of God. So we have been conveyed out of one into the other, and it has been done through the blood, meaning, think about this, you know, we talk about blood, we start thinking about relations, our blood relations, right? Our blood relatives. The blood of God was the only thing that was good enough to be, it had to be shed. Remember, any time forgiveness was to come, there needed to be a shedding of blood. So they did sacrifices in the old days, sacrifices of animals. So you would sacrifice a goat or a lamb or a bull or a couple of pigeons, you know, or a dove. Whatever it was called for, there always had to be a blood, this blood covenant that was done in order to give forgiveness. And here we have forgiveness, the blood of God. And the blood of God is good for all sins. And when we receive that, and we don't have to drink it in order to receive it, we just have to believe. We have to believe that it was done in order for us to receive that forgiveness, and now the forgiveness is ours. And that's what it's talking about here in Colossians. It's talking about how we have, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins. So our sins have been forgiven, and all we have to do is believe that it has been done. Say amen to that.
Amen.
In Colossians 2:13, it says, "And you, being dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, He has made alive together with Him, having forgiven you all trespasses." Forgiveness brings life.
Amen.
Forgiveness brings life. That's an important point. And we have that forgiveness. He has forgiven us all of our trespasses. That means any mistakes that you have made, God has forgiven you. You have been forgiven of all mistakes, all shortcomings, everything. God has forgiven you. He said all right there. What does all? Is there anything that is left out when He says all? No, everything is included, all of it. So it doesn't matter what your trespasses were. And when I'm saying sins or trespasses, sometimes those words don't make sense. But when I say mistakes, you know what I'm saying, right? You made mistakes, you have shortcomings. God has forgiven you for that. You already have that forgiveness. And that's the forgiveness we have the minute we believe in Jesus and say, "Yes, God, I believe You came down on the earth and walked, and that I now have that forgiveness. I believe in You, and I believe in Jesus who walked on the earth as You, and I receive You into my heart." In other words, I receive that forgiveness. So we need forgiveness for anything in the kingdom of God to happen. If we're going to live those amazing lives, those blessed lives, we have to have that forgiveness. Now, this was interesting. We can go back to, I want to take a look at this one verse here, because how do we receive forgiveness? And this is important. I want to talk a little bit about Jesus a little bit more. Now, in Matthew 9, excuse me, in verse 1, let me read these few verses here. "And so He got into a boat and crossed over and came into His own city." This is talking about Jesus. "And then behold, they brought Him a paralytic lying on a bed. And when Jesus saw their faith, He said to the paralytic, 'Son, be of good cheer, your sins are forgiven you.'" So it's talking about a man that was crippled, and his friends brought him, and he can't walk. He's just lying on a bed. And Jesus says to him, "Your sins are forgiven you." Now, verse 3, "And at once some of the scribes said within themselves, 'This man blasphemes.'" They're talking about Jesus. "This man is blaspheming. But Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, 'Why do you think evil in your hearts? For which is easier to say, "Your sins are forgiven you," or to say, 'Arise and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has the power on earth to forgive sins." Let's stop right there for a second. So it's saying that the Son of Man has the power to forgive sins. This is talking about Jesus. He's saying that He has the power to forgive sins. That means He can say, "Your sins are forgiven." "And then He said to the paralytic, 'Arise, take up your bed, and go to your house.' And he arose and departed to his house." So the man was healed. So the same thing, whether Jesus said, "You're healed," or Jesus says, "Your sins are forgiven," it means the same thing. We cannot receive healing without forgiveness. So it's the same thing. We need to receive the forgiveness first in order to be healed. That's how our healing takes place. Remember, nothing in the kingdom of God happens without forgiveness. So if we want to have healing, or we want to have prosperity, or we want to walk in favor and blessings every single day, we need forgiveness. Now, I've already read you a few verses that say we already have that forgiveness when we believe in Jesus. We have that forgiveness. And we see that Jesus had that power to forgive. He could say, "Your sins are forgiven." I got more for you, though. Let's take a look. And now in John 20 and verse 21, it says here, "So Jesus said to them again, 'Peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you.' And when He had said this, He breathed on them and said to them, 'Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. And if you retain the sins of any, they are retained. Now this is Jesus after he has already been crucified, and he is now resurrected and come out of the tomb, and he spent about 40 days wandering around and seeing a few of his friends before he ascends. And he's talking to the disciples right here, and he says to them, I send you. He says, as my Father sent me, I now send you. So he's talking to disciples. Any of you who believe in Jesus, you're a disciple. It's not just 12 guys that are disciple. It's anybody that believes in Jesus and believes in the promises of God. You're a disciple. You're a disciple. And so he's saying to you, as my Father sent me, so God sent him, I'm sending you. And remember, we just read about how, what did Jesus, what was he sent here to do? Well, he said here to this paralytic man, he said, be of good cheer, your sins are forgiven. So Jesus was given the assignment, and he then confirms that because he says later, he says, the Son of Man has the power on earth to forgive sins. So look what God sent him to do, the power to forgive sins. Now, if he did not have that power to forgive sins, there would be no healing. If he did not have that power to forgive sins, there would be no redemption. There would be no reconciliation with God. There would be no favor. There would be no blessing. We need that. And so this is a power that he had. But now he says, as my Father sent me, I now send you. He's sending you. And he, look what he says right after that. What is he sending you to do? He says, oh, he breathed on them, and then they received the Holy Spirit. So they received the Spirit of God. That is the power of God, and that is the Spirit of love. It now dwells inside of you. Once you say you believe in Jesus, you receive that same Spirit inside of you. You're transformed, and you're now filled with the Spirit of God, the Spirit of love. You have power. You have authority. And what are you going to do with that authority and that power? Look what he says in the next verse here in 23. This is still John 20, verse 23. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. Jesus is saying, I'm sending you, and you've got the power to forgive people. And if you forgive them, their sins are forgiven. And if you don't, their sins are retained. You've got the power now. Jesus is sending you now to have the power to forgive sins. You have to forgive sins, and this is what we're made of. This is what we're meant to do. We're meant to go out there and be a blessing for God. How are we a blessing to God? How do we bless other people's lives? We bless their lives by forgiving them, by giving forgiveness of their sins. If we give them forgiveness of sins, then they can receive reconciliation with God. They can receive healing from God. They can receive transformation if we forgive their sins. Okay, are you wrapping your mind? This is big. Because on the one hand, I can see that when Jesus says, I have the power to forgive sins, I think, well, he's the Son of God. Of course he does. But what about me? I'm just a guy. But remember what Jesus said. The things that I do, you will do also, and greater things than these you will do. This is Jesus talking to you. He said that you will do the same things he did and greater things than that. Now, you can't do any of that if you don't have the power to forgive sins. You've got to have that power or nothing else in the kingdom of God works. Say amen to that.
Amen.
Let your mind expand. See, at Golden Heart, we're all about getting your awareness to expand to a new level. Remember, we're renewing our minds through the Word of God, and as we renew our minds, it means letting go of old beliefs. It means letting go of old ideas. It means letting go of limitations, things that are stopping you from living an amazing life. You've got to kick that stuff out of your brain and let this truth sink in. And this is taking you to a whole nother level. Did you know that you had the power to forgive sins? Because I had no idea. But if you didn't know, how would you do it? And if you don't do it, that means somebody else is going to retain their sins because you haven't forgiven them. Now, every time I read these verses in the past, that word sin had been connected with so much condemnation. All I could hear was the word sin, and I'd cringe. because I was waiting for the punishment. Because it had been told to me time and time and time again that, man, those who sin will be punished. Did you hear that? And so every time I hear that word in the past, I'd always be like, God, is that you? You know, and you were waiting for the next shoe to drop. You were waiting for them to start hitting you with a billy club, you know, because you knew. But what we have to get past is we've already read about he has given us forgiveness of sins. We've got to get over that. Get over worried about it. There is no condemnation with God. He's not condemning us. He's not condemning us. We're not under the law anymore. We have received into the kingdom of God. We're out of the kingdom of darkness now. And there's no condemnation. We've been forgiven our sins. And so once I could relax enough when I heard the word sin, I could catch the rest of that verse and realize that there's forgiveness. And not only is there forgiveness, but that I have the power and authority in Jesus' name to bring that forgiveness to every single person upon this planet. Every single person upon this planet. And anybody that's upon this planet that wants to have a life of happiness and joy. Anybody who wants to have a life of blessing. Anybody on this planet who wants to be successful and have an amazing life and be favored. Anybody on this planet, they need forgiveness. And so what Jesus is sending us out to do to bring forgiveness is an incredible gift and an incredible power of God that he has given us that authority. And you have that authority. Renew your minds now having that authority to know that you can go out and you can forgive sins. You can release that burden in Jesus' name from anybody's shoulders who wants to receive it. Anybody who wants to believe it, you can release them. Take a look down here. Look at this. This is Matthew chapter 18:18. It says, assuredly I say to you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Have you heard this verse before? Now, some of you are nodding your heads, yes. Now, I was thinking, I've heard this verse before, but now I was thinking about in the context of the revelation we've been receiving about forgiveness. And I started realizing that if I have the power to forgive sins, how do we loose people? How do we loose them on earth? We loose them through forgiveness. That's what looses them. That's what frees them. That's what brings the liberty, is the forgiveness brings it. Nothing else brings it. So if I want to loose something on earth so that it can be loosed in heaven, I need to bring forgiveness also. That's what loosens it. That's what breaks it free so that nothing can hold it. Sometimes things are bound and it feels like you can't move. You can't move forward. You feel like you're stuck and you don't like your life and you don't like where it is, but you just can't seem to break out of it. And it's because it feels like something's holding you. And when it talks about loosing you, it talks about breaking that feeling, breaking the barriers, breaking the chains, breaking the walls, breaking out of whatever has been holding you from moving forward. And God is telling you that you've got the power to bring that to other people so that they can be loosed, so they can be set free, so that their life doesn't have to be stuck, so they don't have to feel like they can't move forward and that they're suffering. They can now step into the life of blessing. Say amen to that. That's powerful. That's what God is bringing to you. That's what God has given to you, I say. And if we're loosening that on earth, just imagine what you can change. You can change all things. Say, I have the power to forgive sins.
I have the power to forgive sins.
Does that make any of you a little uncomfortable? Do you kind of like, oh my goodness, what? What are you talking about? Or you feel okay with that? Because that's what God is telling you. God has brought that gift to you, and you can take it out into the world. That is your purpose that God has created you for, to deliver that message, to take it out there. Let's take a look down here, because I've been talking about this, so we're going to go to a few verses about forgiveness. Here in Matthew 6:14, it's talking about you now. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Oh, there's a little clause there in the contract. Did you hear that? So he's saying that in order, and what's happening here is not that God holds back forgiveness from us. It's that if we don't enter into that forgiveness and release it freely to someone, now it stops the Holy Spirit from coming into our life and working the blessing. It prohibits and blocks God from bringing His blessing upon you so you can have an amazing life. So if you have unforgiveness in your heart towards somebody, towards an event, a person, something that happened to you, and you're kind of holding on to it, thinking, those guys, they hurt me. That guy, he said stuff he shouldn't have said. That person, man, they really messed me up. If you're holding on to something like that, now you are blocking and preventing the power of God from working through you to bring you the life of blessing that God promised you. And that's what he's saying here, that if we don't forgive, then he can't forgive us. In order for it to come in, we've got to release what we're holding. And that's what we're talking about. We're loosing. We've got to loose everything that we've been holding on to. Every resentment, every regret, every time we're looking at somebody else pointing the finger, it's all their fault that I don't have a great life. I'm telling you, loose it right now by saying, I forgive them, by giving the forgiveness. And by doing that, now the power of the Spirit can come upon you. The Spirit of God, it's already in you, but now it can begin to work and work in a magnificent and powerful way to manifest in your life happiness, joy, love, health, blessings, prosperity. It can all be manifested now. Now, what God was talking to me about yesterday, and I think he was talking to some of you too that were in the workshop, he started showing me events, and there were a lot of events that seemed very trivial. They were things that I did not really think were that big a deal. I did not remember them. I had not been brooding over them every day. I was not angry. I wasn't resenting. I wasn't planning some sort of revenge. It was just something that had happened. But he showed me that this event had attached me, in some way it attached me to this. And there was no emotions about it, but it had created this attachment. And so in order to loose myself from it, because I want to loose things on earth and loose things in heaven, I need to use that forgiveness. And so I said, I forgive you. Whenever those little events would pop up, and there was no strong emotion from it, some of them seemed very inane, very insignificant. But when I saw them, I noticed every time I would say, I loose you, I forgive you, you have forgiveness, it would free me. And I would feel more power in my spirit. I'd feel more joy. There was like a jumping now of joy in my heart. An excitement was now coming into my heart. And each of you can have that too. Each of you can have that too. And it's just a matter now of giving that forgiveness. And know that you've received the forgiveness from God and you have the power to forgive. You have the power to forgive sin of anyone. And when we use that now, we can receive God's power in a greater and greater way. In Luke 6:37, it says, judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. So once again, we have that little thing, forgive, and you'll be forgiven. So we need to be giving forgiveness. We have that power. We have received it. Now we just have to let it go out. Let that power go out. To forgive. Be a conduit where you are bringing forgiveness to other people, where you are forgiving them everywhere you go. Now in Matthew 11:25 it says, and whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him that your Father in heaven may also forgive your trespasses. So the same theme once again here in Mark. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your trespasses. And again, as I said, it's not that God is holding it back from you. It's that you can't receive it. If you have unforgiveness in your heart, how can you receive forgiveness? They're opposite, you see? Unforgiveness is the opposite of forgiveness. Unforgiveness and forgiveness are different. They're on different sides. And so if you have unforgiveness in your heart towards anything or anyone, You can't receive forgiveness because it's a different energy. It resonates on a different frequency, and they cannot coexist. So if I want to receive the forgiveness, I've got to give forgiveness so that now I'm in harmony with what God is trying to bring into my life. Say amen to that.
Amen.
So here's what we're getting at, guys. We've got to forgive ourselves. We've got to forgive other people. And I say forgive yourself because you might have made a decision and did something in your life and you're looking back now and thinking, stupid, stupid, stupid. Why did I do that? You ever do that? Forgive yourself. Remember, there's no condemnation in the kingdom of God. He's not condemning you. You shouldn't be condemning you either. You need to give yourself forgiveness also. Forgive yourself for those things. And when you do, now the Spirit of God can work even more powerfully in your life. Now the Spirit of God can take you to even new heights. Let yourself, give yourself forgiveness. Give those around you forgiveness. Go out there and find a stranger on the street. Give them forgiveness. And you will start to feel the Spirit of God now working you in a more powerful way. If we want that Spirit that's on the inside, and the Spirit of God is on the inside of you right now. You have already received that Spirit. You have that power. It is the Spirit of love. That is the power of how God works, and it's on the inside of you. And if you want that to come out and begin to do incredible things in your life, working miracles and wonders, if you want to see miracles, wonders, and signs every single day, forgiveness is required. And it's easy. We just have to loose it. Just send those words, I forgive. And watch how free you feel. Watch how the burden lifts from your shoulders and your heart. And now the Spirit of God begins to open your heart and come out. And you step into now out of anger and into love. And that's where God is. And that's the amazing thing that we have, is that when we are filled with that love of God, now we can do all things. All things are possible with God. All things are working together for good to those who love God. It is that Spirit of love that we need to be working inside of us. And to get to that, we just need to use that forgiveness, and it opens the way. And it doesn't take much effort or time at all. It can happen like that. Say amen.
Amen.
And so for you right now, I want you to close your eyes. I want you to close your eyes. Close your eyes. Take a moment right now, and I want you to ask God. Remember, we're having a relationship with God, so you ask Him, God, is there anything that I haven't, that I've been holding on to, not forgiving, a person, is there a situation, is there something that I did or something somebody else did, and I've just been holding on to it? Maybe I haven't even thought about it for a long time, but if there's anything like that that's been stopping me from more fully experiencing your power, your Spirit, God, your presence, I'm ready to forgive. And know that you've got that power. And I want you, if you see a person, you maybe see a vision of a person right now in front of your face or an event or something you did, I just want you to say to that person or say to yourself, your sins are forgiven. Go in peace. And if you see several people, just keep saying to them, your sins are forgiven. Go in peace. Say to yourself, if it's you, your sins are forgiven. Go in peace. And know that God says to you, your sins are forgiven. Go in peace. And knowing that that power comes from Jesus, if you haven't invited Jesus into your heart yet, say, Jesus, come into my heart. I believe that you are the one that brought forgiveness, and now I receive that power right now to be cleansed, to be healed, to be transformed. In Jesus' name, amen.